Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Some of the kids who learned and played at Port Discovery Children's Museum when it moved to the historic fish market at the Inner Harbor 21 years ago are about to take their own kids there. For a new generation, Port Discovery is unveiling a big update, new exhibits that double down on the museum's connection to Baltimore. To tell us what's new and how it was chosen, we invited Port Discovery's president and CEO, Bryn Parchman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheila, for having me.
New exhibits, updated facilities. Why?
It was time. So when we moved to the Inner Harbor 20 years ago, everything was new, and we've had a whole generation of learners that have grown up at the museum. And as you can imagine, after 5 million families and visitors, hands-on, things get worn out. So a lot has come about in terms of new research and new ideas, and it was time to refresh.
So how did you decide what needed to change?
So we did a lot of surveys. We asked our visitors, we asked our members, we asked educators in the community, community partners, what they would like to see. And we had the benefit of children that had grown up in the museum and saying, what would you like to see if we change some things, which was wonderful. And then talking with educators about what was going to be important for children for the next generation. So we wanted to factor all that in and come up with ideas that we thought, number one, that would resonate with our audience, which is children, and also fundamentally kind of put down the platform of learning and helping kids grow and become citizens of the world.
One of the, I guess, the biggest new exhibit, at least in the pictures, it looks like the prow of this boat is bursting into the museum, mm-hmm. is the port exhibit. And some people might think, well, Port Discovery, duh, wasn't there always a port exhibit?
Right. So we get asked that question at times. So the port is, as we see it, a metaphor for things in terms of a place where things come and go and all the world connects. And the port was here before the city was here. And as Port Discovery, we felt we might have an obligation to do something about educating our families and kids about that. So we felt it was important to tell the story, to talk about our world today. And the port is a great metaphor for connecting commerce, trade, and culture. It's a big world, but we're all really somewhat the same. So how do we tell that story in something that's interesting for children and families?
So describe physically what this exhibit looks
yes.
like.
Yes. So part of the fun of putting this together was that we got to go visit port companies. And if you've ever been to the port, the first thing that impresses you is a sense of size, mm-hmm. of scale. Things are really big. And even if you're an adult, things are really big. So we wanted to have that sense of scale and wonder. And part of our mission is when kids walk into Port Discovery is that they think they can dream big. And the port exhibit is a big exhibit. So think of a giant cargo ship coming into the museum. It's three stories high, and there's interactive activities on each level that you can travel around the world, take cargo from place to place, load your gantry crane because you got to get your goods from here to there, see what's inside that package or that carton or that crate, and just work together as teammates.
So kids aren't watching this, they're doing it.
This is very much hands-on. So a children's museum is all about hands-on exploration. So we encourage kids to roll up their sleeves and really work with their parents, their friends, and we really focus on intergenerational. So coming with your caregiver, your grandmother, your teacher, working together. So we encourage kids to roll up their sleeves, get messy, and dive right in.
You mentioned a minute or two ago new research in how kids learn while playing. Mm-hmm. This idea of actually taking on the role of being a ship's captain or a sailor or a navigator.
Right.
Is that something that would not have been an idea during the first iteration of Port Discovery Children's Museum?
I think it's an evolution. We were always about imagination and curiosity and discovery. But I think the beauty of the port exhibit is that it allows you to role play, and kids love to role play, whether, as you said, be a captain or a stevedore or somebody that's, you know, taking the transportation of the goods from one place to another, and use that as a way to engage them and in an appropriate way for their age to really kind of understand what's happening.
So what skills do kids pick up doing this role-playing, captaining the ship or moving the cargo around?
So if you think about teamwork, because if you're going to sail a ship on the high seas, the captain has to talk to the engine room. The engine room has to talk to the deck. The stevedores have to communicate with the captain when it comes into port. So communication, teamwork, collaboration, those are skills that sometimes people call soft skills, but are as equally as important today as vocational skills. And I think you had asked earlier about the research on play, and the research has shown us that those skills are equally as important as other skills to later success in life. So we feel that if we can nurture those skills, introduce children to them at an early age, it's going to resonate far down the road.
That's Bryn Parchman, President and CEO of Port Discovery Children's Museum, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about changes the museum is making in its home in the Inner Harbor. The grand opening will be a week from today. The museum has a video that elaborates on another connection to the city where you're located. A young man named Devin talks about growing up in the housing projects and what it meant to him to visit the museum.
Port Discovery was a safe haven. Port Discovery was a place that we could come and, you know, be kids. I grew up in Flag House, which is a housing project, which is actually not here now, but it's across the street. There was housing projects, so there were drug dealers, gang members, and stuff like that. And this was kind of like our oasis. So it opened up different possibilities. It showed us a different side of life, that it wasn't all grim and dark and sad. That Port Discovery is bright and as happy as a cherry place. That, you know, things get better.
Have you tried to expand that approach in this update?
We have. And because we're located where we are in downtown Baltimore, literally between East and West Baltimore, access is a big part of our mission. So families coming to the museum that may otherwise not think about coming to a museum, they're not comfortable with the museum, they don't know what a museum is. So we really see ourselves as a gateway experience to other institutions. And part of that is people like Devin coming and feeling comfortable, and this is a place that is their place. We've had many visitors, you know, children say, this is my museum, and it's a wonderful thing to hear, because we want them to feel that sense of ownership and that they can come in and say, this is a place for me. And then, like you heard Devin say, allowed him to think about possibilities, and especially in Baltimore today, giving children and families a chance to think about dreaming big and about possibilities is a key part of what we want to do.
That building you're in, the Fish Market, is more than 100 years old.
It is.
Tell us about it and whether an old-style market is a good candidate to be a children's museum.
That's, well, we think it is at its highest and best purpose as a children's museum. So, as you know, it was a market. So there were three markets center, and it's the last of the three markets that is still in Baltimore City. And when we took it over in the mid-1990s, it had been empty for a period of time. And there was really no East Side development at that point. We were the East Side development. So we repurposed the building, did a capital campaign, and opened in 1998 as Port Discovery. So being in an historic building is wonderful. It has its challenges, as you can imagine, because it wasn't designed as a children's museum. So part of the repurposing and the renovation that we're doing now is using the learning that we've taken over the 20 years in terms of how families use the building, what they would like to see, what type of amenities, and making some changes so that this is a very comfortable and easy place for families and children to come.
What proportion of, well, first of all, how many kids visit every year?
So we get about 275,000 visitors a year, and that comes in the form of school groups, general visitors, and overnights.
And what's the breakdown between kids who come with their families and kids who come as part of a group?
So about 30% come from a group experience, so that be a school group or some type of church group or what have you, and the rest are visitors, general visitors that might come as members of the Children's Museum or just volitional visitors that might be coming, you know, into town.
Port Discovery has had a climbing experience for years, I don't know, maybe forever, but you're changing it up.
We are.
How so?
So we say no self-respecting children's museum wouldn't have a climber, and we were one of the first children's museums to have a climber. Walt Disney Imagineering did our original exhibit design, and climbers are great because they help children with self-confidence. They might not be able to get to the top this time, but maybe by the third or fourth visit, they've conquered their fears, and they get to the top of the climber. So we knew from a content standpoint that having a climber was really important, and we knew that it was very popular from our surveys, but it was time to make some changes. So we have a new sky climber, so you will be able to climb from the bottom of the ocean all the way to the top of the clouds, and when you get up there, you'll be overlooking the ship in the Port of Baltimore and seeing the world. And if you get to the top of the cloud, there's a payoff, there's some thunder that you can make happen in the cloud experience, and then you can either climb down or slide down a four-story slide.
A four-story slide.
Yes, yes.
That sounds scary.
It's not scary. It's fun. I did try it myself last week.
Can adults use the sky climber?
Yes, yes. Adults may climb. In fact, we encourage the adults to climb with the kids.
But you need to have socks, right?
Everybody. You have to have socks. But fear not. If you forgot your socks, we have socks available to either borrow or to purchase.
And what is next on the horizon? These two new exhibits are opening now. Then what?
So we have a five-year master plan that talks about the further changes. When we did our research with our visitors, we really tapped into content areas. So after this, there'll be a new art experience, a space experience, and one about nature. And really focused in on what people were telling us they wanted to see, but in a children's museum way.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I appreciate your telling us about it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Bryn Parchman, president and CEO of Port Discovery Children's Museum, led the planning and fundraising for updating the museum. The first of several grand opening celebrations will take place a week from today, Friday, June 14th, from noon to 5 p.m. The museum is located at 35 Marketplace at the Inner Harbor. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we've got links to information about Port Discovery and the grand opening. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now on the record, and then a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cass. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.